According to the National Cancer Institute, 60% of newly diagnosed cancers are found in patients over 65, and 70% of cancer deaths occur in patients in this age group. The James P. Wilmot Cancer Center at the University of Rochester Medical Center has a program specifically designed to meet the needs of this growing population. Dr. Supriya Mohile is director of the Geriatric Oncology Clinic.
We focus on the needs of patients age 70 and over, who are healthy and are facing a new diagnosis of cancer treatment, but also those who may have other medical problems and concerns, which may make decision-making for treatment a little bit more difficult. And we are one of the very few programs on the East Coast and nationally that can provide this comprehensive care for patients and their families. We focus a lot not only on the patient, but on caregivers, and provide a lot of support to the whole team.
Dr. Mohile says in traditional programs, not enough attention is given to the safety and effectiveness of treatments in older cancer patients, since most research involves younger people.
Our service not only helps the patient and the family, but it helps their doctors try to come up with the best treatment plan that not only helps improve cancer outcomes, but it helps keep people independent in their home, keep people functioning in the community, and really kind of supporting people in terms of quality of life.
When it comes to treatment for a geriatric cancer patient, one size does not fit all.
What I like to tell people is many patients who are over the age of 70 are super healthy and fit. Those patients we know should get standard aggressive care, just like their younger counterparts who have the same disease. That's been shown through clinical trials. The challenge is that when doctors who are not used to seeing older patients who are 70, 75, 80, 85 in the clinic, they may say, oh, you're 75, I don't know that you're healthy or strong enough to do the treatment. And so understanding who is fit and who's healthy enough to do the most aggressive treatment possible is a service that we can provide. And the other side of the coin is, we have clinical trial data that says you should use a certain regimen for a certain cancer. Those regimens may have more toxicity in older patients, and we need to know what the underlying health status is in patients who may have other medical problems to know if those patients can withstand that treatment.
Patients at the Wilmot Cancer Center's Geriatric Oncology Clinic will receive a comprehensive assessment,
which really is a group of validated tools that assesses functional status, comorbidities, social support, psychological status, cognitive status, physical performance, fall risk. And that comprehensive assessment provides more information than a patient or their family member will obtain in routine oncology care. We know that these kinds of assessments adds important information to helping with decision making for cancer treatment and identifying issues on the assessment that can be intervened on will help make the treatment go better, be more safer, and help ultimately preserve quality of life.
Dr. Mohile says it's very important to know and understand each patient and be candid with them about the long-term benefits and consequences of treatment.
So we have, as I mentioned, many patients who are 75 and over who are very healthy people, who are very functional, who are working still, who are swimming at the Y, who are playing golf. Those patients should have every opportunity to get aggressive, safe medical treatment with cancer, and we need to do a better job at that. Patients who do have other issues, health-related issues or functional consequences, we need to be honest with those patients about the consequences of cancer treatment. For example, I see many patients in their 80s whose primary goal is to remain independent in their home. And when they have cancer, if the cancer treatment is going to make them so sick that they can't be independent in their home and that they would have to be hospitalized or put into an alternative living situation, then they may choose not to do the cancer treatment because of that reason. But we have to be honest with patients up front about that risk. And I think oncologists and their teams aren't equipped with knowledge in terms of how to best explain those risks to patients and their family members who are 75 plus.
And you don't need a special degree to help. The support an older cancer patient receives from family members and loved ones cannot be underestimated.
I'm always happy when I'm taking care of a patient that's 70 and over with cancer, when I see a daughter or a daughter-in-law who comes with a patient. I feel that those patients have such a wonderful extra level of support and attention that patients do better because they have other people involved in their care. When patients don't have family members or are independent with their spouse who may also be older and have medical problems, our job is to help be the support system for those patients.
The Wilmot Cancer Center's Geriatric Oncology Clinic is one of only three of its kind on the East Coast. The clinic conducts trials to better understand how the geriatric population fares with specific cancer treatments, and it educates medical professionals about better care for these patients.